Hi, friends.
Devin here, your host of the Bardic Babble podcast. Just wanted to jump on the air today and introduce myself, introduce my show, and introduce what we plan to do with it. But first, I wanted to introduce the Bard Podcast Network. The Bard Podcast Network is your home for nerdy podcasts, blogs on a variety of topics, like which RPGs you should be keeping an eye on, tabletop add-ons, and some sweet swag. Head on over to www.thebardpodcast.com and dive on in. Now, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, what is Bardic Babble? Well, answer that question, I have to preface a little bit. The age-old perception of a bard is a little man with a fun hat and some fun shoes singing a song or performing some kind of a poem for an audience. Well, in ye olde cultures, a bard was also a creator of those songs and poems, and sometimes they were even oral historians or genealogists of sort. And that's kind of where we're leaning with this podcast, is more in the creator side of being a bard. Each week, we will talk to our guests about their successes, their failures, and anything that they might have in the pipeline for you all. We'll be interviewing content creators on a various number of platforms. We'll be chatting with RPG designers, podcasters, and really anybody else that I can get on the show. Anybody that sounds interesting and is in some kind of a nerdy field. I'm open to talking to scientists, musicians. I literally just want to talk to people, hear their stories, and present those stories to you, the listeners. So if there's anyone that you have been interested in hearing more about, then shoot us a message over on Twitter at Bardic Babble Pod and let us know who they are. And who knows, they might show up on an episode in the future. Now to get your brains going and give you a little bit of inspiration, here's a couple teasers of interviews that we have coming up. We have Andreas Walters.
I am the founder, creator of Metalweave Games, and I create a lot of things. I guess most notably known for the Hyperlight Drifter tabletop role-playing game and the Baby Bestiary.
Gabriel Hicks.
I think we need to emphasize you can enjoy more than one thing. You don't have to be solely faithful to this one system. The system does not have to be your child. And if this system is your child, consider the fact that it's a good thing when multiple people help raise a baby.
And Ivan Van Norman.
Don't mistake driven for being aggressive and cutthroat. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to. It's easy to just say, okay, well, who can I sacrifice to grow in the world? But if you grow because you're helping other people grow in the meantime, then everyone wants to rise up together. So the mantra I've used that kind of exemplifies that is that by allowing others to shine, you as a result shine just as bright.
Remember, those are just teasers of future episodes. Be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you might find podcasts, so when we go live on July 21st, you're all dialed in and ready to go. And now, as promised, a little bit about myself. Again, my name is Devin, and I have been working in entertainment or entertainment-adjacent spaces for about 10 years now. I've worked in multiple mediums, including short film. I've worked in online content creation like YouTube, Facebook videos, things of that nature. I've worked for local production houses for commercials. I've also worked for large production houses, the classic move to LA, sneak onto a lot, do a couple days work, get found out, get thrown off the lot. But that's a story for another time. And up until recently, I was working for a company that provided business solutions for online content creators on platforms like Twitch.tv, Facebook Gaming, YouTube, and Mixer. Rest in peace.
I recently left that company to start pursuing endeavors in podcasting, in, I'm doing air quotes, a music career. I'm a press play DJ on the side, and really just start focusing on thebardpodcast.com. And I really hope you head on over and check out the amazing set of shows and content that we have over there. I don't want to go too far off subject, but we do have a couple of projects over there that I think you might enjoy. We have Good Morning Tamsford. It's another podcast that I write for as well as produce and host on. It's a NPR-style fantasy radio show set in a fantasy world. It's our 5e homebrew world, mine and my brother's. And we follow Flynn, a unwitting halfling, as he reports on the news of the day. We have everything from dragons reporting on the weather, runaway bridges, terrorist plots, and some deep arcane secrets for you to enjoy. You can find that on any podcatcher. I recommend iTunes. That way you can rate and review this show as well as that one. And I am no stranger to diving into nerdy hobbies. I've done everything from 40K. I play video games on a regular basis. Love me some first-person shooters. Tarkov has been kind of my jam lately. That and Sea of Thieves. Man, Sea of Thieves, it just hits different now. As much as I like to create nerdy things like, you know, RPG add-ons, one-page RPGs and things of the sort, I also love consuming them. I love listening to podcasts. I love diving into video games. I love, you know, getting into a good show. Just so much time and effort goes into these products, and being on the receiving end, the consumer end of it, it's special. I like being able to, you know, just get that brain fodder and, you know, then apply what I, you know, absorb in the wider community into my tabletop games as a DM, as a player, and so on. So now I can sit here and I can babble on for 10 minutes about myself and my hobbies. Huh. Did you see what I did there? Babble on. It was intentional. I literally have a bullet point in my notes that says use babble on in this context. But I'm not going to. I'm going to get back to work on those future episodes. I'm going to get into editing and start sending out some more emails for individuals I'd like to have on the show. I am so stinking excited to go on this journey with you guys and to talk with these creators and these just amazing people from across the world and present their stories to you guys in a weekly show. So again, one last time, wherever you are listening to the show, please hit subscribe. Thank you so much for catching this, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.